Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Donnie, what if this Bills free fall continues and they fire McDermott and Brandon Bean? What if they trade for Tomlin and the Steelers get Josh Allen in a one-for-one deal?
They would offer Josh Allen and James Cook, and they would, the Steelers would still say no.
Art would say no, thanks anyway. We like to stick with the same guy forever. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 12 matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Chicago Bears. Boy, those sound great, don't they, together? The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Chicago Bears. Two flagship, really, NFL franchises. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Donnie and I are at 84 Lumber as we await Ray Fittipaldo. And Donnie, we have treats. We're at 84 Lumber in Bridgeville. They gave us gifts here. Shall we open them right now for a second?
Yeah,
I apologize to Ray, but hey, it's an early Christmas for Don. Look at this.
Oh, we got some really good stuff in here, Joe.
I have an 84 Lumber cap that's like one of the old Pirates Willie Stargell caps.
This looks like a nice...
this is incorrigible.
Like look flexi at, material?
What's this? It's an 84 Lumber...
It's a koozie. It's a Yeti koozie, Joe.
How do you open it? It looks like a can.
You have to like twist off the top there.
Holy ostrich milk. And then we have, oh, look at this. Oh, an 84 Lumber pullover.
Oh,
Donnie,
and you're really going to like what's at the bottom of the bag, Joe.
I'm putting this in. And a golf shirt. Are you kidding me? Did you get the golf shirt?
I did. That's how I knew it was coming.
Can I have yours? This is unbelievable, Donnie. Oh, my God. Ray, you should be here. You'd be getting free gifts, too. How are you?
I was going to say, where's my goodie bag?
Did you ever go, let me ask you this, and thank you very much to the kind people here at 84 Lumber.
I mean, it's awesome. Thank you.
This is above and beyond. Plus, they're planning on getting us five guys. I mean, now I feel spoiled. Now I feel absolutely spoiled. Brian Kelly, Donnie. Ray, you've covered so many events along with myself where they hand out the merch bags, right? Like a bowl game. Do you recall a real good one in particular?
Oh, man.
The Fiesta Bowl. The Fiesta Bowl between Pitt and Utah was spectacular stuff. Everything from a computer bag that Ron Cook then used for the next 30 years. It was great.
I remember I covered the 2000 Orange Bowl between Florida State and Oklahoma. National championship game, and I also got a computer bag. But let me tell you, the best things about those big bowl games is the media hospitality room at the hotels. You go in whenever you want. There's free beer. There's snacks. That was the best. I miss those days.
Donnie just perked up at the free
beer. I got to get on that beat.
Ray, I'll tell you the best spread that ever was at a game was the night of the Vance McDonald stiff arm in Tampa. And I remember two things. I was interviewing Russell Martin on the phone in the press box for the 5-year anniversary of the wild card game and hadn't been yet down to the food. And I go down there and there's a chocolate fountain. There's a fountain in the middle of the Tampa press box. And it was like Willy Wonka. There's chocolate everywhere. There's marshmallows. There's pound cake. You put that on the toothpick and you put it under the fountain. Were you there that night?
I was not there that night, but at that same stadium, I covered an Outback Bowl between Penn State and, I want to say, Auburn. And Outback catered it. They had, like, steak and, like, the Bloomin' Onions and
oh my God.
Stuff in the press box. So I've had a good meal or two there myself.
Well, at the other end of the spectrum, there was Pitt against, I believe, Washington or Washington State in the finals of the CBI. When Jamie said,
I remember that, like 2012.
Yes, he said yes to the CBI. You might have been there, Ray. Were you? Were you covering the team then?
Thank God I was not. I think I had gone on to the Steelers beat by then.
Do you know what they gave out that night at the Pete? And I kid you not.
Wait. Is this like something for you to keep, or you mean food?
It was something to keep. Ballpoint pens that said CBI. That's what we got. Ballpoint pens, for God's sakes.
And if you're a sports writer, and I know you are, it's probably still in your computer bag somewhere.
Probably, or in Ron's.
I was going to ask if you still had it.
Between that and Ron's Sports Illustrated shirt that he got for free in 1974, I mean, he was still well-dressed. All right, Donnie, why don't you kick off our questions to Ray? We digress here, and I apologize to Ray and everybody else.
Ray, percentage chance, we'll just put you right on the spot, percentage chance, I know they haven't practiced yet today, that Aaron Rodgers starts on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I was doing this a couple hours from now, but, I mean, just knowing from talking to Aaron on Wednesday and Mike and then knowing what happened to practice yesterday, I'll go 65%. I'm fairly confident, but today is an important day, Don. You know, they gotta make sure he can take a snap from under center. You know, they got to get some stuff straightened out and make sure that he's safe with that. So, yeah, I'll say 65%.
The center-quarterback exchange there, Ray, do you think that is something that they compromise on a little bit in their game plan if Rodgers does play? Like, maybe there is more out of the gun than your traditional under center.
Yeah, the only thing is you don't want to be that predictable. You know, if you have to go under center for certain plays, you know, you should be able to do that. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there were years where Ben was in the shotgun all the time and their running game was just fine. So I'm sure that's part of the game plan. And listen, you know, the tush-push, Connor Hayward is going to handle that. So any short-yarded situations, you know, they could certainly get by with Hayward doing that. And Aaron can stand in the back and point like he always does.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post Gazette. You can follow his stuff at postgazette.com. When do you go to Chicago, Ray?
My flight leaves at 12:20 tomorrow, so I'll get to check out the new airport for the first time.
Man, when I went there I was just telling Donnie for the Anthem debacle game. What a city. Are you going for steak? Are you going for deep dish pizza? I would already have that planned out. Where are you going tomorrow night?
Yeah, we don't have it planned out, but I'm guessing it'll be deep dish pizza. But we are staying downtown instead of out by the airport. So that
great
is definitely
move.
A big plus. Yeah.
Donnie, that's one thing I never understood, Donnie. And Ron used to do this, and other people like, I don't know, other people from the Post-Gazette past. You go to a beautiful city. Why would you stay by the airport? I get it. You get out quicker, whatever, the next morning. If I'm in Chicago or name a city,
yeah,
I'm in the city exploring on Saturday. I might even get there Friday on my own dime and have two meals there and enjoy the city. Are you going deep dish or steak in Chicago?
I got to go deep dish.
Yeah, I think I would at least want to try like a real Chicago deep dish.
Yeah.
If I was, I mean, I've never been there, but I mean, Kaboom kind of does the same thing where he like poo-poos every city, every cool city he gets to go to.
Oh, I know. It's a real hassle for Kabali to go to Vegas, you know?
Ray, he didn't even go to Vegas last
year. I know,
year.
Yeah. Who wants to go to Vegas on a road trip?
Yeah. Really unfun city.
Did you hear about his tab, the expense tab he gets with McAfee, Ray? He can get anything he wants.
Is that right? I did not hear.
Yes.
They often get mad. Now
they get mad at him for not ordering enough.
Yeah, Phil Maines, who is kind of like McAfee's like money guy. He listens to the station all the time. He could be listening right now. And in that case, hello, Phil. Great guy, by the way, Joe, if you haven't met him. You should play in his golf outing next summer.
Related to Kenny Mayne?
No, Mayne's.
Oh, Mayne's, yeah. I would like to. Yeah, I'd like to play in his golf outing.
But I have heard that they will get on Cabali's case because he goes as cheap as possible with everything. And they're like, Mark, you can you can stay at nice places and, like, go out to eat every once in a while.
Ray, you should hook up and have Cabali pick up the tab if you can stand him for that long for a free meal.
Well, I mean, that's just like Cabali, too, because he's always complaining about how expensive these flights are to all these places.
And he's not paying.
You work for Pat McAfee. I know. You work for Pat McAfee. Don't worry about it.
I agree. All right. What do we see in the secondary here? Do you agree with the notion that it's been very much stabilized by Duggar and Ramsey at safety? And how about the Slay/Pierre situation? How does that play out?
Yeah, I mean, I really like the safety situation now. And, like, Jalen Ramsey just looks like a natural back there. And I think if the Steelers want to extend that contract for a reasonable price where they could say, hey, Jalen, let's make the transition, play an extra 5 years in the NFL, and, let's finish it out here in Pittsburgh. Now, you don't want to pay him, like, Minka money, but, like, he's really good at free safety. I mean, he's been a difference maker for them back there. So I really like that. And, the Slay thing, I get it. You know, they want to be deferential to the vet. But James Pierre is playing really well, and I think it would only take a bad play or two, and I think James Pierre would be in there Sunday afternoon in Chicago.
Donnie, Limits just texted me and said, can you stop swaying your chair back and forth? It's muffling your mic. Are you experiencing that right now?
See,
I've been reprimanded by Limits.
I sent you that an hour ago.
I'm also wondering if that's just me. Like, if I'm
it
the
sounds
one
like there's a
the
pecking
noise,
going on. Like pecking. Were you type? Is there pecking going on right now? Why am I hearing that, Seth? There's pecking in my ear. It's like Bob's woodpecker. I don't know. Anyway, forge ahead.
Ray, I'm liking that the Steelers are changing up their defenses as the weeks go on. I think that is a good sign, really. Ever since they got boat raced in Cincinnati, it feels like they have adjusted a bit, you know, given who the opponent is.
It was very necessary. I mean, at that point, Donnie, I think they were giving up 386 yards per game. You were coming off that game where you gave up 31 to the Bengals. I know the Bengals have a good offense, but you said it. They were getting boat raced, and it was happening far too often. So I like the adjustment. You know, it's back to more of what they had done in years past. And I know the reason they made the changes over the offseason is they wanted to be a better defense. But listen, it didn't work out. So they are back to being a little bit more conservative. They're doing it with different personnel now, and I think that different personnel is helping them. Guys like Jalen Ramsey, Duggar's come in and done a really nice job for Deshaun Elliott. I thought that Elliott loss was going to be bigger than it has been. I got to tell you, Duggar's presence back there has really cushioned that. So, yes, I agree with you. I think the defense is getting better. Still a long ways to go here, but they're off to a good start here in the last three games or so.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I was completely off on Kyle Duggar. I mean, I know that when the Steelers made that move, I was on the show in the afternoon with Pony and Chris, and they were getting messages from people they knew who covered the Patriots who basically said, like, okay, well, this guy's had his best days. He's old. He's slow. He's injury riddled. Like, they kind of just listed off dudes that were already playing on the Steelers defense, and he has been a really pleasant surprise, Ray, and he topped it off with a pick six last week.
Yeah, I think what they're doing, they're not putting any of these guys in bad situations. So Duggar is not a cover safety, so they're not asking him to do that. They're asking him to come down, be physical. He did a nice job of playing center field and robbing that interception. So they're putting him in good positions, and they're also doing that with their corners, right? They're not asking these guys to go out there and play man-to-man 75-80% of the game. You know, they're mixing in zone, and they're just putting these guys in better positions. And, you know, Terrell Austin said that, you know, when they were struggling, he says, it's my job to put these guys in better positions to succeed. And I think he and Mike Tallman have done that here, like I said, since that Cincinnati game.
What's the status of Alex Highsmith, Ray? It seemed like that pec injury just popped up after the game in L.A. Mike Tomlin poo-pooed it. Then lo and behold, he doesn't play against Cincy. Yeah. Is he going to play on Sunday, and is it going to start to really turn into a snap count share with Nick Herbig?
Yeah, I mean, he was limited yesterday. And the thing you worry about with the pec, and you've seen it with Isaac Seumalo, it doesn't really go away. Like, he's going to have to deal with that for the rest of the season. And there's any game, and especially if you're an outside linebacker, and this is true with Seumalo too, and you're basically bench pressing your opponent, you know, 30, 40, 50 times a game, depending on what play it is. And that thing can rip at any time. So I'm sure they got a pretty good handle on it. They wouldn't send him out there if he's going to be compromised. But I just get the feeling, Donnie, that that's something he's going to have to deal with for the rest of the season. I don't have a great feel about this week just because he missed Wednesday and then was limited yesterday. But the good news is Nick Herbig is playing really well. Jack Sawyer is actually a pretty decent number three outside linebacker for a rookie. You know, sometimes you'll see the rookie struggle a little bit. He hasn't really struggled. He's got a presence about him. So if there's really one position where they can withstand an injury for a week or two or 3 weeks, it's definitely outside linebacker.
So I shot a text to Phil Maines, who I mentioned is like McAfee's money guy, about Cabali. I said that the three of us were kind of getting on Cabali's case for going cheap every time he travels, because I know that's something you guys encourage him not to do. And Phil got back to me. He said, I ask him every week. I might just start booking his travel plans myself. His meal his meal reimbursement is like a gas station receipt, and I tell him, dude, go get a steak.
Can you imagine somebody inviting you to do that, Ray, and you declining it? He declines trips altogether.
And he's stopping at Sheetz or wherever in what city and getting gas station food. Unacceptable.
Donnie, did you know Cabali was so sensitive about his breathing?
Oh, I heard that little dust up, what, last week or two weeks
ago?
Somebody
tweeted in and said, tell Cabali to stop breathing into the mic, and he snapped.
You just said, hey, I never went out with Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, there's a reason why, because she said no.
He is a legend.
What the heck was that from?
I don't know. I don't know what that was from. But Cabali's breathing's now become a problem, Ray. Is it a problem in the press box?
Not that I know of, but I don't really sit by Mark. So.
All right, fair enough. Any other injuries we should be worried about going into this game? Warren, anybody else? Seumalo?
Yeah, I mean Warren's an interesting one. You know, they rode the hot hand in Kenny Gainwell. Do they do that again? Jalen wanted to go back in the game. So, you know, I think he feels like he can play. So I think that'll be an interesting, you know, decision for Arthur. And then you said it, Seumalo, you know, do they want to go with Spencer Anderson, or is Seumalo healthy enough to play? That'll be another big one for the offense.
Ray, what were you up to the last time the only time the Steelers won a game at Soldier Field, November of 1995? What was a young Ray Fittipaldo doing?
Mm.
November of 95. I graduated from college in May of 95. So, and boy, that was only 6 months later. I was like doing freelance work, I think, for Terry Shields and like the PG South, PG North, PG Washington zone. Joe knows all about that.
You might have been covering Donnie Football's fledgling career, right?
I was only 2 weeks old.
you're already big enough to play the line, though. Ray Fittipaldi brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western Pennsylvania injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. And it's a Donnie Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia Route 30 in Greensburg. All right, Ray, what's your prediction? With a score, please.
Yeah, like I told the guys last night, I'm going Steelers 28, Browns 27. Both defenses have struggled this year. I think the Steelers have gotten a little bit better. I think that Bears defense is susceptible, especially against the run. So I look Steelers in a close game tomorrow, or Sunday, excuse me.
Donnie, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
Yes, you may.
All right, Ray. The point difference for the Steelers offense, if Rudolph starts or if Rodgers starts, assuming Rodgers is, you know, at least 90%. Limits thinks it's -4 with Rudolph, -4. Donnie says it's closer to -3. I think it's even with the way Rodgers has been playing. I think they both put up the same number of points. What is it for you?
Well, they did against the Bengals, and I thought it was interesting that Aaron kind of made note of that during his press conference the other day. But, yeah, I mean, I think Aaron is maybe worth a field goal or so. So, yeah, I would agree with those guys.
Alex Highsmith will be here next year, yes or no?
Oh, man, that's a tough one, Joe. I'll say no.
Caleb Johnson will get somewhere around 5 carries a game starting this week.
No.
Okay. Who do you feel better about, big pass late in the game, Roman Wilson or Calvin Austin?
Calvin has done it more, so I'll still stick with Calvin.
Pat Freiermuth, over under 0 catches.
I guess it'd be hard
to go under, although if they found a way to get him negative catches, they'd do it, huh? How about over under 1.5?
I'll go over. He's got to get 2. Yeah.
Level of excitement for you, 1 to 5 on Jack Sawinski re-signing with the Pirates?
-1.
Give me the division winners in the AFC right now, Ray. Division winners.
Okay, we'll go Pats. We'll go Ravens.
Uh-huh.
We'll go Colts.
Uh-huh.
And we'll go Broncos.
Fair enough. Now you only get 3 wild cards because that's all that's allowed in the NFL. And it's going to be a battle. Give me your 3 wild cards.
Well, I'm going to go Chiefs. I'm going to go Chargers.
Uh-huh.
And despite what happened last night, I know they're not playing well, I'm going to go with the Bills.
Donnie, it took us all this time to get to the lead. Ray Fittipaldi says the Steelers are missing the playoffs.
I was waiting to hear their name pop up in the wild cards, but man, what a loaded wild card field.
Well, let's pretend we're back to the beginning of the interview, Ray. You think the Steelers are going to miss the playoffs? Tell us more.
I just think they blew it in Cincinnati. You know, they had a chance to get a lot of separation between them and the Ravens, and then they dropped 3 out of 4. And listen, I mean, we knew this back in April. Their tough games are ahead. The Ravens' toughest games are behind them, and I just think that's the way it's going to play out. I think the Steelers still could be 9-8, or maybe even 10-7, Joe. But I just don't think they'll be in the postseason.
It also sounds like you think next week's game between the Bills and Steelers might be a wild card decider.
Yeah, I mean, like I Josh Allen, I think is like a. He's one of the most talented quarterbacks, but there's something wrong with that offense this year. I know the Texans have a great defense, but like he just didn't look good last night. He was throwing it right to the Texans. So I don't know. But whenever I look at a situation like that and you're trying to pick teams that are going to make the postseason, I'm going to pick Josh Allen. That guy will find a way to figure it out. And if he doesn't, you know, then maybe Sean McDermott does go at the end of the year.
Ray, you're a true patriot and a philanthropist and a spiritual guru and a mentor to limits. Thank you.
All right. I'll report back next week on the deep dish, guys.
Thanks, Ray.
See you, buddy.
All right. See ya.
Donnie, that was a wide-ranging conversation with Ray, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I always enjoy the travel conversation, though, because there's still so many places I've never been.
Yeah, and I think people enjoy that, too. Like sports writers that I worked with used to say, nobody cares what we do on the road. I would say everybody does. A lot of people do, because it's a very unique job that not a lot of people get to do, is travel on the road covering a sports team. Like, what's it like? Where do you stay? Where do you eat? What, you know, what do you do on the road? And it used to be for me anyway, a lot more fun than it would be today. I haven't traveled since like 18 or so, but it used to be awesome. I used to travel with the Penguins and get right on their charter plane. You'd go the night before to someplace like New Jersey, and then after the game, you'd hop on the plane, get food, free food, of course, and be back in my bed by 1:30 a.m. after a game against the Devils. It's incredible.
Yeah, or you would go somewhere out west, or you go to Canada, Western Canada.
Oh, you
get
man,
to experience all those.
It was, I had never been.
How about those winters in Winnipeg? Those seem like a lot of fun.
Winnipeg was not back in the, or wasn't in the league at the time that,
that
covered the Penguins in the late 90s. But I'd never been west of the Mississippi in the United States. Next thing you know, I'm in Phoenix and L.A. and San Jose. I mean, it was incredible. You go to San Jose? Are you kidding me? You take a nice,
go to the beach?
Well, you take a nice little, yes, you take a nice little road trip into San Francisco for dinner. It was absolutely incorrigible, Donnie. You wake up at on December 29th in Pittsburgh, it's snowing, and 2.5 hours later, I'm sitting at Clearwater Beach or at the Marriott Harbor Beach, which is where the Penguins used to stay. I mean, it's ridiculous.
The hype up about Tampa is good. I have been there before. Sarah and I went there a couple of years ago. I actually went to a spring training game, too, but that's where my bachelor party is going to be.
And they, oh, really?
Yeah.
And then is anybody from the station going? Pony, maybe? I don't feel bad if you didn't invite me. I don't want to go to a bachelor party anyway. But nobody's going?
No, nobody from the station.
Oh, interesting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Donnie, this is one of the most incredible days of my life. The people at 84 Lumber have just set us up in miraculous fashion. There's a coffee truck. There's treats for us, hats and golf shirts. There's wonderful people here at 84 Lumber in Bridgeville. And then on top of that, Ray the mailman walks in and hands us pretzels, soft pretzels, with a little thing of iced tea.
Yeah.
And
Son plays hoops at Cornell.
Son plays hoops at Cornell. He plays golf at Neville Wood. Says he's going to call me for a round. This is Christmas, buddy.
I knew that would get you excited. He might whoop on you, though. He might whoop on you. It seems like he's a pretty good golfer.
Believe me, when I go out to a place like that, I ain't thinking about the other guy. I'm thinking about my game and if I can par some holes.
You versus you.
This is incorrigible. All right. What a day this has turned into. I'm probably forgetting some of the treats we've gotten here. And at the top of the hour, we have Nick Costos, who I need to brag to because I won our bet. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And we're coming up on the 50-minute mark. And that is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. You ready for a numbers game, Donnie?
I am, Joe.
Give me a number.
5.
Yes.
The Bears have won 5 games this season, Joe, in which they came back in the final 2 minutes of play. That is tied for the most such wins in a season by any team since 1983.
That's incredible. It's like all the bad luck that they've accumulated is being reversed in one season. I got a number for you, Donnie. -6. That is the point differential for the fraudulent Bears.
Yeah, the Steelers sit at, what, +14, I think, in that same category. I will give you the number 16, Joe. I'd said that the Bears, not a good defense, but one that can turn the football over, they have the league's best turnover differential at +16.
I got a number that's very similar and very related, Donnie. 15. That's the number of interceptions the Bears have made this season that leads the NFL.
And something else that leads the NFL, Joe, overall takeaways, my number is 22. That's what the Bears have. The Steelers happen to be second in the league in takeaways with 18.
I got a number for you, Donnie. 1934. That was the year the Bears and Steelers first met. Ron was in the press box.
And no Bill Shakespeare in that game because he decided to never play.
He was a healthy scratch.
He decided to become a writer.
Yeah, he did.
In his time. 77 is my number, Joe. The Steelers have scored 77 points off turnovers this year. That is the best in the NFL.
Guess what, Donnie? My number is 77, too. That's quarterback hits for the Steelers this season. Who's the only team with more?
Your Denver Broncos,
yes,
Joe.
Yes, they are, with 95. Only one team with more quarterback hits than the Steelers.
55.5. That is the average plays per game from the Steelers offense. That is the fewest in football by a pretty wide margin.
And I have something related to that. 0. The Steelers have not run more plays than their opponent. And by the way, all of my stats today come via Matt Williamson's cheat sheet. I think they call it Matt Stats over at Steelers.com.
Matt
right
the Machine
now.
Williamson.
Holy horse milk. That guy's unbelievable. 0. The Steelers have not run more plays than their opponent in any game this season. And on conversely, 64.9, that's how many plays the Bears are running. That's most in the league other than Jacksonville and Arizona. So that's something to watch in this one.
37 is my number. The Bears had the football for just under 37 minutes last week, 36 minutes and 59 seconds against Minnesota.
I got one here that is shocking to me. 20. The Steelers have 20 touchdown passes, and maybe the real number is 2. There's only 2 other teams in the league with more touchdown passes than them. Does that even make sense to you?
The Rams, for sure, are one of them.
And the Rams with 27 and the Lions with 22. You could have knocked me over with a feather, Donnie, that the Steelers are third in the NFL in touchdown passes.
6. That is the Bears' average margin of victory, just 6 points. Only 3 teams are lower than that. This is a 7-3 football team we're talking about.
I got a number for you, Donnie. In fact, I have 2 of them. I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, what scares you about the Bears? Nothing. Well, here's maybe one thing. 6. They're 6th in the NFL in explosive play rate at 12%, while the Steelers' defense is 26th allowing such plays. That actually scares me a little bit because it says the numbers and these teams' resumes so far this season add up to a couple of explosive plays for the Bears.
My number is also 6, Joe. The Steelers and the Bears are the only two teams that have 6 different players with 200 or more receiving yards this season.
Is that the good news or the bad news for both teams, I wonder, right?
Maybe the bad.
19. Chicago leads this series 19-8-1. They started out 10-0, and the Steelers are, what's their record in Chicago? 1-12?
1-12.
It's amazing to me. It's got to be, and I should have looked this up, honestly. Is there any team in football that Steelers have a worse winning percentage against? Is Philly one of them, maybe?
On the road?
Overall, the Bears are 19-8-1 against the Steelers.
Yeah, that has to be.
That has to be
among
up there.
Their worst. I mean, they haven't won in Philly since Nixon was president, but the last time they won in Chicago was a mere 30 years ago. 5 is my number here,
Did
Joe.
Did Malzahn have hair 30 years ago? He was 10, definitely.
Yeah,
right?
He would have had hair. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
The Steelers are 5-1 when they record a takeaway this year. They're 5-0 in games in which they win the turnover battle.
Man, I got one for you, Donnie. 80. The Bears have committed 80 penalties. Only 3 teams have committed more. That's something to keep your eye on.
64 is my number, Joe. That is the amount of touchdown passes Aaron Rodgers has thrown against the Bears in his career.
I have an 64. Accompanying. I have an accompanying number to that, Donnie. 25. Rodgers has won 25 of his 29 starts. Did you use that number already?
Not in this, but I brought it up earlier in the show.
Yeah,
he's
we're
25
working
and
tandem
4.
Here.
32 for 32nd in the league. That is where the Bears are in terms of forcing their opponent to punt every drive.
Well, that's interesting because my number is 27.7, and that's the Steelers' number of yards per drive. It's the 6th fewest in the league, and I might add, Donnie, they go 3 and out, according to Matt's stats, more often than any team but 2, which is incredible to me. They're a 3 and out machine.
71.4 is my number here. I don't think you used this one in terms of yards after the catch, Joe, with the Steelers. 71.4 of the Steelers' receiving yards this season have come after the catch. Not only is that the most this season by any team, it is more than any team in the NFL since 2016, almost a decade of play.
Holy ostrich milk. My last number here, Donnie, is DK Metcalf related. It's 0. The number of times he has scored a touchdown or eclipsed 50 receiving yards since week 6. Are we talking about the disappearance of Metcalf enough? It wasn't even a topic today, Donnie. Let's get to that in the 1 o'clock hour.
What do I want to go with here? How about 33.1? Your friend, I forget his name, your friend from Chicago, who you
Tommy
mentioned.
Tommy Cusimano.
Tommy.
Yeah.
He said, well, there's a lot of injuries on defense. Secondary's banged up. The top 3 linebackers are banged up. It might be a big day for Steelers tight ends. 33.1 is my number, Joe, because the Steelers tight ends account for 33.1% of the team's targets. That is the 2nd highest in football.
Artie Smith's tight end attack, they call it, Donnie. It's going to be right up there someday with the West Coast offense and the other famous offenses from legendary Air Coryell. We have Artie's tight ends. Someday they're going to write books about this, Limits. Who had the best number?
I think the best number was the first number that was given that you brought up. The Bears have won 5 games this season when they've come back in the final 2 minutes, tied for the most of any team since 83.
Yeah, man, that's the type of thing that tends to even out, and I think the Bears may not wind up with – I don't even know if they're going to wind up with a winning record. If it is, I think it might be 9-8.
I mean, they do run into a bit of a gauntlet here. Beyond the Steelers on Sunday, we actually have a really good Black Friday game this year where it looks like no injuries, knock on wood, have impacted that. We got our guy Seth here on site. His Eagles hosting the Bears on Black Friday.
Ooh,
at 3 o'clock.
I like that.
Then it is Bears at Packers a couple of weeks from now at 4:25. Their only easy game left, they host the Browns in the middle of December.
I don't think that's easy either. I think games against the Browns, especially if you're not
with
like
that defense,
yeah, can be close. And like I said,
they
those
finish
things.
Up. They finish up against the Packers. in San Francisco and then against the Detroit Lions.
Anthony, the salesman, just left Donnie. He says if you refer to him as Tony, it's a non-starter. Did you hear him say that?
I did.
What do you make of it?
See, I mean,
should
I
bust his chops and call him Tony, or might there be some trauma about that?
No, he might be upset. He's also a guy that could get us a little bit more money, so I don't want to upset him.
That's a good point. This sounds like Cabali's breathing. He was very sensitive about the idea of calling him Tony, just as Cabali is when he breathes into the mic and people text us and say, tell him to stop breathing.
Now, if your first name was Anthony, how would you come down on that? I would let people call me Tony. I would probably go by Tony.
I think I would. Then again, my first name is Joseph, and I don't like Joey. I don't like Joey. Maybe this is in the Joey realm, Tony.
At what age? Jackass Tony. At what age, Joe, should I make the transition from Donnie to Don, or go back to Donald?
See, that's what I was going to ask you. If I was a Donnie, I don't think I'd be up for Don. Would you? Are you going to be? Would you go with Don?
Maybe a little bit later down the road.
Does anybody call you Don?
Actually, you know who called me Don all the time? Lanny. When I was in school, he would call me Don all the time.
And when you're in trouble at home as a kid, it's Donald?
Donald.
Yeah. It's always the full name, Joseph.
Joseph is my middle name. Did you know that?
I didn't.
I'm named after both of my grandfathers.
Cool. Limits, what's your middle name?
Ray, like yours.
Listen to this. We have a nice triumvirate
here. Just all mixing in. Seth, now we got to know your middle name.
What's your middle name,
Hurts? Seth Jalen Hurts. Seth Freddie Mitchell Davis.
Jacob. Seth Howard Jacob. Carmichael.
That's a good one.
Jacob, I like that.
I should have known that because I know he puts like SJ in his Twitter handle.
Well, it was a big week for me last week because I had a bet with Nick Kostos. He was hammering me really hard about
Bonnet. He was. That was Bonnet. A battle. I just let you guys go at it like a couple of Rams on the mountain.
He was saying that Bo Nix is a, quote, bad quarterback. I said, no, he's not. And then we bet on Broncos Chiefs straight up. And guess who won, Donnie? The savvy old news hound. That's why I'm pointing at the sky right now.
You're doing the old Pedro Martinez.
And Bo Nix had 295 yards passing in the two biggest throws of the game on that final drive. Not that we won't get into that next. Oh, we're going to get into that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.